I'm Steve Irwin. You might know me as the Crocodile Hunter. Everywhere Terry and I travel in the outback, we're called on to help problem wildlife.
Have a go at this whopper.
Their venom is highly toxic.
You're right, and things drop off.
You wouldn't want to take a bite around here. Woo-hoo.
We're hoping to find some of the more unlovable of Australia's creatures.
What we've got here is the bird-eating spider.
Ah!
Just kidding.
You never know what's out there.
The famous Australian crocodile hunter and environmentalist Steve Irwin was killed September 4, 2006, during filming in the Great Barrier Reef. Apparently, he was swimming over a large stingray in shallow water when the ray stung him in the chest, perhaps causing a heart attack. He was 44, leaving his wife and TV partner Terry and their two children.
This is the kind of larger-than-life action that made self-styled crocodile hunter Steve Irwin a household name.
Here's a weird thing most of us humans have is, you know, Steve Irwin's all pretty interesting on the telly or on the movie and that, but by crikey, it's great when he gets bitten.
So these spitting cobras, they're highly venomous. Spit.
And as luck would have it, every now and again I do get bitten, but I haven't been killed. And it's that, you know, that sense of morbidity that people do have.
Wrestling crocs, handling pythons and swimming with whales was all in a day's work. Exciting and potentially deadly.
Have a go at this whopper!
But Irwin believed he had a special gift that enabled him to understand and communicate with animals.
I kind of know what I can do, so I get on my, you know, all fours and I go up to these lions and sneak right up to them. And Johnny Staten, who's around here somewhere, he's filming it, and he's like this. What's he doing? And I get up to the lion and stand up and go, hey. And they go, wah! And run off. How do you explain that? And I don't know how to explain that.
Irwin brought the least lovable creatures to televisions and movie theaters around the world in his documentaries for Animal Planet, his own Crocodile Hunter TV series, and a semi-spoof movie, Crocodile Hunter Collision Course.
Have a go at those jaws. 3,000 pounds per square inch, crush pressure. He could explode a 44-gallon drum on impact. His teeth are like getting hit by 64, 44 Magnum bullets.
Here it is, come on. Come on, big fella.
At least 500 million people in 136 countries watched the intrepid Irwin dodging snarling crocs, the most poisonous snakes, lions, and even leopard seals. Did I mention the deadly insects walking on his face? Steve Irwin and his character knockoffs have appeared everywhere. Lately, he was in a Federal Express commercial, where the anti-venom arrived too late by some other courier, and in the cartoon series South Park, even in the trailer for Eddie Murphy's Dr. Dolittle sequel.
You mean that guy in the khaki shorts? That dude on the Discovery Channel?
Born in 1962 into a working-class family in Australia's bush region, Irwin followed his father's love of reptiles, learning how to leap into the water and rope a crocodile at the age of 8 or 9. He actually has footage of that. During his 20s, Irwin trapped and relocated pest crocodiles in agricultural or urban areas of Australia that would have been killed according to the prevailing Australian culture. He then took over his father's rundown zoo, called the Australia Zoo, and built it up into a world-class tourist attraction.
Here we go. This is wet. That means the crocodile has come up here just moments before I got here. He's probably sitting out there in a camouflage position. Oh!
Hey, 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 hey! Hey, Terry, I got him!
While Irwin attracted a mass audience of young people thrilled with his mad bravado handling dangerous animals, he always communicated a message of respect and conservation to a new generation. Steve was a committed environmentalist, always showing the wonder of nature. In his recent years with television fame, Irwin promoted and raised funds for large animal conservation, particularly the tigers of India and Indonesia, as well as primates and rare reptiles. At home, Irwin called for a new conservation ethic for Australia. He was worried about the huge amounts of marginal land cleared each year for agriculture and urban building, land removed from the fantastic array of species surviving only in Australia. According to an article in The Age, satellite mapping showed that more than 500,000 hectares of bush were cleared in Australia in the 1990s, a rate landing the Down Under land as among the worst in the world for destruction of wild habitat, following only Brazil, Indonesia, Sudan, and Zambia. The World Wildlife Fund reported 100 million birds, mammals, and reptiles were wiped out every year during the 1990s, including hundreds of thousands of kangaroos and wallabies and at least 19,000 koala bears. When they could, Steve and Terry bought large tracts of wild land for preserves and worked with farmers to test ways of coexistence with creatures like kangaroos and koalas. But Steve went way beyond Australia. When rare birds and other species, including jaguars, were threatened by a new dam in the Macau River Valley of Belize, Steve flew in with his camera crew for a feature to save them. He became a kind of publicity doctor of last resort for rare animals all over the world. The Crocodile Hunter did a special series in Africa, showcasing the challenges faced by wildlife there. And Steve rambled around Asia, always with his film crew, finding the elusive orangutan in one of the most touching TV moments ever filmed. He showed us the last Indonesian glacier melting away while he warned of climate change. With sudden close-ups, even spiders and bugs became stars on his show.
What a beautiful snake. You know what? I'm a professional. You see a snake like this, don't muck with it. And one thing's for sure, don't try this at home.
Irwin always advised tourists not to buy wildlife products, especially tortoise and turtle shells or animal skin belts. It seems appropriate that the Irwin's Australia Zoo became the last home for the giant tortoise known as Harriet, reputed to have been taken by Darwin on his 1835 voyage to the Galapagos Islands. The 176-year-old tortoise, weighing 330 pounds, finally died in Steve's zoo. Just this spring, the pop sensations the Veronicas dedicated themselves as ambassadors for wildlife warriors worldwide, the new group set up by the Irwins. Another sign of the young audience turning to Steve's inspiration to save creatures. Steve Irwin, a passionate environmentalist, has died doing what he loved best. See ya, Steve.
See ya.
Today, Steve Irwin was diving in far north Queensland, filming a new wildlife documentary.
We were in the Cairns, Port Douglas area, filming a documentary for Animal Planet called Ocean's Deadliest, by ironic term, which was basically looking at things that could kill you in the sea.
It's a huge loss to Australia. He was a wonderful character. He was a passionate environmentalist. He brought joy and entertainment and excitement to millions of people